Today's words for the day. Keep your head up. The Bible tells us quite a bit about tough times and how we should endure them. The Bible teaches that we should actually be happy when we endure hard times, as it builds our character. It is very hard for most of us to do this, though, just as it is difficult not to be discouraged by what's going on in the world. We do not know why God allows tough times to enter our lives. I suspect one reason it is to encourage some of us to draw closer to God. Sometimes it takes tough times, indeed, even very tough times, to wake up and make us realize we cannot make it alone. We need God's steady hand to help guide us through this evil, tough world. The Bible states that if we draw near to God, He will draw near to us. There you have it, the perfect prescription for the pain of tough times. Can God discern who is sincere and who is not? If we get on our knees and sincerely ask God to come into our life and give us the strength, wisdom, and clarity of thought to guide us through the crisis that we face, He will do so. He has promised it, and He will deliver. But we have to ask Him. He will not take the first step. Read the Bible carefully here. We must first draw near to Him, and He will draw near to us. I also believe we should concentrate our energy and our efforts on the cure, not the malady. It is nothing but a waste of time to wallow in self-pity and/or to worry. We should spend that time on finding a way to work our way out of the bad and into the good times. Time wasted on worry or feeling sorry for ourselves is strictly time wasted. Through the years, I have relayed the following poem in words for the day several times. I never get tired of reading it during tough times. Don't quit. As things go wrong, as they sometime will, when the road you're trudging seems uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and when you want to smile but you have to sigh, when caring is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't quit. When you're worried and full of doubt, just remember that success is failure turned inside out. So stick to the fight when your hardest hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. Have a great weekend. Go to Honey Lake Church or somewhere this Sunday. The verse for the day, James 4:8. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.